And that was the message that I absorbed when I was in med school. I was an obsessive compulsive student. In high school, a classmate once said that Brian Goldman would study for a blood test. And so I did. And I studied in my little garret at the nurse's residence at Toronto General Hospital, not far from here, and I memorized everything. I memorized in my anatomy class the origins and insertions of every muscle, every branch of every artery that came off the aorta, differential diagnoses, obscure and common. I even knew the differential diagnosis and how to classify renal tubular acidosis. And all the while, I was amassing more and more knowledge, and I did well. I graduated with honors, cum laude. And I came out of medical school with the impression that if I memorized everything and knew everything, or as much as possible, as close to everything as possible, that it would immunize me against making mistakes. And it worked for a while, until I met Mrs. Drucker. I was a resident at a teaching hospital here in Toronto when Mrs. Drucker was brought to the emergency department at the hospital where I was working. At the time, I was assigned to the cardiology service on a cardiology rotation. And it was my job when the emergency staff called for a cardiology consult to see that patient in eMERGE and to report back to my attending. And I saw Mrs. Drucker, and she was breathless. And when I listened to her, she was making a wheezy sound. And when I listened to her chest with a stethoscope, I could hear crackly sounds on both sides that told me that she was in congestive heart failure. This is a condition in which the heart fails, and instead of being able to pump all the blood forward, some of the blood backs up into the lungs. The lungs fill up with blood, and that's why you have shortness of breath.